Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And Kevin Sylvester. Kevin is currently on assignment. We're hoping to connect with him later. He's down in Florida covering the tour event. Brian Colzio's flying back from Florida where he was at the hockey game last night. And I'm with Jeff Blank, our other Tee to Green member. And we're joined today by Tom Coppola, also the owner of the Golf Dojo, Western New York's newest indoor sensation with TrackMan Thinks. We're here to talk a lot of golf today. And Jeff, hey, what do you think, man? It feels like spring's right around the corner and the radio show's starting. So what are you thinking? You getting ready for some golf season here? You excited yet? Or let's get the show started right here, Jeff. Give me something to talk about here.
How are we going to fit all this into 1 hour?
Yeah.
I mean, literally.
We got how many more weeks? 34 more weeks of this. So until bill season, so we get to do that. But we'll be able to fit it into an hour. Yeah. We always do.
Did you skate here this morning?
I did go down in my front lawn this morning, which is amazing. You know, if you slip on your front lawn while walking your dog, none of that is good. But we're here to talk about golf, and one of the first things we're going to talk about today, we're bringing in Mr. Tom Coppola. Tom is the owner and managing partner of Golf Dojo here on Transit Road. And Tom, tell us a little bit about what's going on here at the Golf Dojo. Not that I don't know.
Good morning, guys. Good morning, Jeff. As you say, you do know because you are here daily for us as our director of golf and resident PGA pro. You know, it's interesting. The last time we were here was our grand opening in late August, and I was able to join you guys on the radio. It's unbelievable to be here for your first show of the year this year and just all of the growth that has happened. As you said, we really have had a great first season here at Golf Dojo. We have hundreds of members that are really excited to be here. We have some people in the bays right now.
I was just going to say, it's 7 a.m. We got people walking through the door ready to golf.
We also had people overnight, right? And that's kind of the beauty of the 24-hour access with it.
Mm-hmm.
And so at the end of the day, it really is a model that we think Western New York needed, and I think that it's proven out so far this year.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, it's a little different setup. It's four large TrackMan bays, big bays, private doors. You can connect two bays each if you want with a sliding door in between. We got the Bose surround sound. We got the nicest turf you can find. TVs in there. You know, people go in. You can either work on your game, get your numbers, you know, get a lesson, work on that, or you can play a golf course. There's 218 golf courses, 10, 15, 20 different driving ranges. You want to know your tilt axis on your 6-iron? Come on in. We'll tell you what your tilt axis is on your 6-iron. And it's a membership model. Can you expound on that a little bit?
Sure. And before I do, I think it's important. You just said some things about our partners, right? And mm-hmm. So Custom Turf, Tee to Green, some of the great partners that we've had in Western New York, Club Champion down the street. What's interesting is the last time that we were here on the radio, we had four bays. We were looking forward to filling them up. We are actually sitting right now in the Tee to Green studio, which is in our fifth bay here. That is, we're partnering with Custom Turf to
It's the Custom Turf Cave.
That's the cave.
Yeah. I like it.
The Custom Turf Cave. Yeah, he's kind of creating a man cave concept for simulators. Yeah.
And the reality is that we saw that the demand was growing so quickly. We had extra space. We had talked about the studio in here, and we really wanted to find a way to continue to bring value to our members. And so we wanted to add a fifth bay. It's open only to our members. And so as you said, the membership model is such that for $20 a month, you get discounts on all your hours, 24-hour access, club storage, discounts at Club Champion, and an opportunity to really kind of frictionlessly book online, make sure that you have your time, come in, mm-hmm. you know you're going to have your hours.
Yeah.
And we've had great success with it.
Yeah, it's been doing very well. I know everybody said, well, the domes went down. Well, we were doing great before the domes went down because it is a different model, and people seem to really enjoy, you know, the privacy, You know, we use Pro V1 RCT golf balls in there. You know, every golf ball works great with those TrackMan. But, you know, the Pro Vs just add a little bit of extra signal pickup, and, and, you know, it's a good golf ball. So little things like that, we try to, you know, we run it timely. All the little things that a golf operation does. And like you said, it's been very, very successful, and it's fun. So, you know, everybody walks in, hey, it's cool. I had a lot of fun today. Jeff, you've been here how many times? I don't know, a couple?
I can't count at this point.
Yeah, yeah, you're kind of an equipment nut. That's why.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But something caught my eye recently, the speed training sessions. Can you go into that?
Sure. So we do have an affiliation with Dr. Chris Kendall. He's a physical therapist and specializes in golf performance. And so he's come in and done some programs for us, like speed training, as you say. But then also you can book with him just to do private sessions and do an eval or do a series of opportunities with him. Not unlike what you can do with Jeff, right?
Yeah.
If you want to get lessons here at Golf Dojo, Jeff Midas is the best in the business. He's here, and all of a sudden, you know, it feels like he's giving lessons every single day, all the time. And that's great for Western New York golf. You know, what's interesting is this is a different model than any of the other indoor golf facilities in Western New York, whether it's the Domes or the other places. But the reality is, I do think that in a climate like ours, in a place that loves golf as much as we do, there's always opportunity for this. And so I think just continuing to create opportunity is what we wanted to do, and do it in a way that wasn't prescribed, that you can bring your game here and play how you want to do it, practice how you want to do it, a comfortable environment, a safe environment, open to everybody.
And you, Max Grundy, can't forget Max, you and guys are best buds forever, right? And played a lot of golf and came up with this idea walking at Brighton, right? Is that the story?
Yeah, man, it is a story. So we played golf every single morning, wanted to find a way to continue to do it. We talked about doing like a private club, a single bay. And as we got into the work, we saw this is a lot of work and there's a lot of people interested in it. And so we just tried to kind of expand on that. As you know, and as we talk about, we are educators in our day jobs. And so we wanted to make a place that really felt like a gym as opposed to a social venue for people over 21. And so I really think that this was the brainchild of all of that.
Yeah, and it's a little different, too, because we don't have a bar.
We do not.
Yeah, and it's not part of the business plan. Yep. And so if you want something, you bring it in, bring your own food and beverage if you want to come here. So, yeah, don't be surprised if you come and like, hey, can I get a beer? No, we don't have one. Yeah. So, but it is a nice setup, and we do, and I love it for teaching. And like I said, we've created a cool team here. You know, with the physical therapy, we did run some speed clinics. Everybody's trying to get better. That's what's fun about golf, right? And that's what's fun about golf in this time of year. This is when hope springs eternal for every golfer.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah. Like, hey, we just had 50 degrees last week. Of course, it is about the most miserable day in the history of the world this morning, getting up at 5. But you know, soon the days are getting longer. We're starting to see some grass. You're thinking about getting out there. Hey, what's the first thing that comes to your mind? Hey, what am I going to do to get better this year? Right? Isn't that how most golfers' minds work?
Absolutely.
Yeah, am I going to get some new gear? Am I going to work on my game? Am I going to get better with my wedge or my putter? Or am I going to drive it further? And this is the time of year when you want to start, you know, looking at your fundamentals and focusing on fundamentals. And that's why I like it. You get a lesson in there. You take somebody, you close the doors. You know, if I'm teaching at the Dome or something, then, you know, everybody's walking by. It's a social environment. And it's not that we don't like social, but we like a little privacy. Plus, you know, if you're hitting some funny looking shots sometimes, it's nice to have the doors closed.
What I still like about Golf Dojo is just the size of the base. Mm-hmm. And you have the ability to open the doors if you have a larger group. So actually, back in December, I brought friends, we had a little party, brought some food, brought some beer, nice desserts, everything. And we opened up the doors and we were able to have basically two foursomes playing basically the same competition against each other. It was fantastic.
Yeah, you connect the bays by the sliding doors. Yeah, and it adds to it now. And and it's been very, very successful. So, Tom, if people are interested,
sure.
How do they find out more? Like, what do they do if they want to come and...
Best way to do is follow us on all of the socials, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. But you can visit us at mygolfdojo.com, mygolfdojo.com. You can stop in here. We're staffed really from 10 a.m. till 10 p.m. every single day. And so you're welcome to stop in and maybe just get a tour, talk to Jeff, see how this could fit you. Because we really do think that there is a membership model that fits everybody. And at the end of the day, we just want to create value for our members. I think that what you'll see in the coming weeks is that we are going to announce some real good value for our members through the summer, so that if you have the rain day, if you have that hour that you want to just, you know, try to get your driver right, that this is still a place that you can come in because of the 24-hour access. You can do it on your own time, in your own terms.
Yeah, it is pretty cool to have a 24-hour access. Yeah, and people really...
Oh,
we got people at 2:33 in the morning. You know, the doctors, they get these late shifts, and they want to unwind for a little while, and they come in and hit some shots and stuff like that. So
one of our members who comes in... She was emailing back and forth with Max and said something to the effect of, it's our favorite place in the world, and we will be members forever. And that's the best thing that you want to hear.
All right, we're back. Yeah, all right, you got the rookie host here. Yeah, I'm not actually a rookie. 20 years of doing radio, and I'm still messing stuff up. But, yeah, we lost our connection there a little bit. We were having a conversation about the Netflix show, and yeah. We got cut off some point there. You've been watching it, Tom?
I watched the whole thing through. As I was saying, I really do think that this was a really great year for golf. Mm-hmm. You know, just the rivalry that came out of nowhere, really, with the tour and Liv has created these great storylines. And then to just by happenstance have this, you know, behind the scenes look at so many great players.
Yeah.
You know, we love golf because of the people. You really mm-hmm. get to see a lot when you see golfers at a tournament. But when you watch something like that and you see what they're doing in preparation for a tournament, how they're traveling, what their family life is like, it really was cool.
Yeah, and I thought it was cool they got that. Justin Thomas was the first event. You know, I haven't seen all of them. And, you know, it lives an interesting thing. You know, we have Kevin on. We'll have Kevin connecting with us shortly. But he works for the PGA Tour, and we preface that with everything. You know, I thought it was more of a threat last year when it first came out. And I feel like now that the Live Tour, as it goes on, is more of a sideshow. It's not really, you know, I think people are still going to love the PGA Tour.
Yeah, you can't beat it. Now with the designated events and bringing all the best players in the world together and a kind of a set schedule a little bit. I mean, these events have been phenomenal. I mean, you look at the Waste Management Phoenix Open with Scottie Scheffler, Genesis Open, John Rahm versus Max Homa, and just to see the passion in Max Homa's, I guess, face and his comments after the round, how much that meant to him. I personally don't think you can duplicate that on the Live Tour. I just don't.
And with the leadership, the player leadership on the tour did last year, whether it was Tiger or Rory, right, just to step up and say, we're going to do this, we're going to stay together, we're going to play in the same events this year, we're going to have great tournaments. What Liv really did was it made the PGA Tour just be a little bit better. And you see that this year, for sure.
Oh, I agree. And speaking of the PGA Tour, I think on the line we have our man Kevin Sylvester down in Florida. Kev, we've had a little bit of a rough start to the show here. We lost connection for a minute. I couldn't hear myself. And we're glad to have a radio professional on like you. And tell us what's going on down there in this week in Florida, Kev.
Well, good to be with you guys. And
first show of the year, Kev. Yeah.
Sometimes not hearing yourself is a good thing, right?
Yeah, I do sound dumb sometimes. Yes.
Yeah. I sound like my wife there. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's interesting. But by the way, Brian Koziel, saw him yesterday. He and his family came to the Honda Classic. So good to see him and some other Buffalonians. Matter of fact, Jeff, you'll never guess who I ran into yesterday on the course. I'm not going to make you try and guess, but
which Jeff?
Jeff Medes. That's right.
Okay.
So I'm walking up the ninth fairway. I'm following Billy Horschel's group for PGA Tour Radio, and I'm walking behind this gentleman. I'm like, man, I think that's got to be. And I said, Lee, how you doing? Lee Clapp, the former Callaway and then Cobra rep from Western New York. So he says hello to everybody in the golf. Yeah, he says hello to everybody in the golf community up there. It was great to chat with him for a few minutes.
Haven't heard that name in a long time. Yeah, I used to buy a lot of clubs from Lee Clapp a long time ago. Yeah.
Well, I knew you'd you'd appreciate the hello from him. So there we go. But yeah, you know, I was just while I was on hold there, I was hearing your comments real quick about the tour itself. And yes, listen, the last 2 weeks have been as advertised, right? The designated events, and you know, it's something new. And you know, there's always going to be growing pains, if you will, with change, or you know, wondering how it's going to work out. And boy, the Phoenix Open and the Genesis Invitational, just as advertised, right? Star power, first page of the leaderboard, is exactly what you'd expect.
Golf.
Yes, and the golf was amazing. And now, you know, this week is, you know, kind of the sandwiched in between. There's, you know, two more designated events coming up, the Arnold Palmer Invitational next week, and then, of course, the Players Championship. And, you know, someone wondering, okay, look at the Honda Classic. The field's not as strong in official world golf rankings and such. You know, some players are taking it off. It's a tough golf course, PGA National, especially with the winds. I mean, just very difficult. But what you're seeing is opportunity, and that's what the PGA Tour does great. It develops the next stars. It gives these players opportunities. And the young man leading the golf tournament that'll be teeing off in the final group today with a one-shot lead is Justin Suh, who was a star coming out of USC. I remember when he played in the Porter Cup and how excited our friends at Niagara Falls Country Club were to have a player of Justin Suh's caliber come from USC to play in the Porter Cup. He's 25 years old and won the Corn Ferry Tour Championship last year. And that's how these players develop and become stars in the PGA Tour. So I'm excited to see what he's able to do today in that final group, which another final a member of the final group today is a caddy of interest to everybody in Buffalo, and including all of our friends at one of our home clubs, Lancaster Country Club. Ryan Gerard is 23 years old. Monday qualifier, actually, is Tuesday morning. They finished in a playoff to make it into the tournament. He's 8-under par after shooting 63 yesterday and carrying the bag, the looper. Jeff, another name you'll Jeff Mitis, Austin Nowak is caddy.
Really?
Yes, he's caddy. I saw him yesterday real quick after the round. Very excited. He's made friends with Ryan Gerard, who won a PGA Tour Canada event last year. And, he's looping for him. So, you're going to see him a lot on TV today.
Austin's a fine player in his own right. He was in my junior program for a long time. What a nice young man, and I'm glad to see he's out there on tour. That'll be great to watch today and look for Austin, and now I got to root for that guy. Yeah.
So Ryan's 20-1. What do you think, Kevin? Should we?
Well, you know what?
He's not allowed to gamble.
There you go. I can't even talk about it. So.
Yeah. But you had an up-close and personal view of Justin Suh, correct? You were following him the last 2 days, is that right?
Yes, I was with him a little bit. I caught him for a total of 8 holes. So the way it works, we get assigned a feature group that we'll do on radio. And then depending on how they play, you might get moved. Or prior to the start, like yesterday I had Billy Horschel, his group. And, he was teeing off a little later, so I went and finished out Justin Suh's round, and which was fun to watch. His putting, he made seemingly everything yesterday, 150 feet worth of putts on the day. So that's been the difference for him this week, has been his putting. He's gone 66, 64. 64 yesterday was his lowest round. Now, the players in the morning did go out in calm conditions. It wasn't very windy at all. It was pretty much calm. And so they were able to attack on certain holes. And there's not many holes you can attack at PGA National. But then the winds picked up in the afternoon, and that's where you saw some difficulty. Like Billy Horschel shot 5-under in the first round, 3-over in the second round. And a lot of it just, got gusted on 11. The ball got blown into the hazard. So the conditions are going to be that way today. And this afternoon, so that's going to be a factor to see how these players handle the windy conditions.
Yeah, and you mentioned, this event kind of caters to the younger players as well. So one name that stood out, especially after the first round, he shot 66, was Pearson Cootie out of Texas. He ended up with a 75 in the second round. But do you have any chance to see him at all this week?
No, I'll be with the final group today, so I will not.
I have never heard that name.
Pearson Cootie, he's one of the
He got
top
picked
players.
On a lot as a kid, well, I bet, with that
his, his brother's in the tournament as well.
Yeah, his brother's Parker. Yeah, the Cootie twins from the University of Texas.
Cootie twins.
We all went to school with a pair of Cootie twins when we were second grade, right?
exactly. But we didn't go to Texas to play golf, so yeah.
But wait, their grandfather is Charlie Cootie, who played in the PGA Tour. So
all right.
Yeah, there's lineage there. So
he won the Masters, I believe, is what they were saying.
I believe so, yeah. A long time ago.
Heard of that tournament.
Yeah, which is coming up. That's why that'll be up soon before we know it. Yeah, so. So the field's starting to thin out. We're getting near the weekend there, Kev. You got anything you're looking to see from these players? I mean, you get to watch these guys up close and personal. Anything you've seen from the guys, anybody trending in a good direction that you might want to keep an extra eye on this weekend if you're just an average golfer watching the tour this weekend?
Well,
any names pop out at you?
Well, yeah. So I think you got to look at the young players and see how they handle competing against seasoned professionals who are winning. So, again, for example, let's just look at the what will be the final group off the first tee today. Justin's along with Ryan Gerard, right? Two young players, 23, 25, going against the veteran 37-year-old Captain Kirk, you know, Chris Kirk in the field, who's won four times in the PGA Tour, who finished tied for seventh in this tournament last year. So you've got youth versus experience. You're going to see that. Zach Johnson is going to be in, you know, one of the final five groups today. So the Ryder Cup captain is there competing and in contention. And there's another young player there, Akshay Bhatia, who is a lefty who didn't go to college. Yeah. You got to love the lefty.
There you go. Right?
Lefty coming out of college and, you know, tall, lanky player. So I'm excited to see, you know, he's been working his way through, you know, and that's the thing. There's very few overnight successes on the PGA Tour. You've got to kind of work your way up through the ranks, learn to be a pro, learn to put together rounds when you don't have your best stuff. Right. That's how John Rahm won last week. Drove the ball terribly at the Riviera Country Club, right?
And, which is usually his strength. Yeah.
He kept missing to the left.
Yeah, if you said, you know, John Rahm, a great driver of the golf ball, right? Just pounds it and is pretty accurate with that little cut, and he was just brutal for Rahm standards, and he wins the golf tournament. So those are the things that, you know, I look for, like who can manufacture the round and manufacture the score. Chris Kirk shot 62 yesterday, 8 under par. Like one off the course record. Like I don't expect that today. Like the toughest thing, and you see it all the time on the tour, is when a guy goes low, what does he back it up with? Because it's really hard to back it up with something even remotely close. It's just one of those mental things. It's so tough to do.
And when
it's such an epic course too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. When you're eighth in strokes gained approach and fourth in strokes gained putting yesterday, that usually equates to a 62. That's solid.
All right. Well, I think we better head off to break here, Kev. And
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's hot. All right, we're back with Tee to Green, first show of the year. We're very excited, looking forward to the season. And right now, we're going to bring you the PGA Tour Leaderboard. The PGA Tour Leaderboard is brought to you by Callaway Chrome Soft. This ball is different.
All right, so looking at the Honda Classic this week at PGA National Resorts in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida. We kind of hit this earlier, but the leader right now, Justin Suh, after shooting a 64 yesterday, he's at minus 10. Chris Kirk, again, one off the course record, 62 yesterday. He's minus 9. And Ryan Gerard at minus 8. Round out your top three.
All right. And we have the Champions Tour report, which is brought to you by Donald Ross Clothing, the world's finest golf apparel. That's true, actually. We've had a partnership with Donald Ross for a long time, and their stuff is great, and I can't wait to get this season's stuff. And right now there is no event on the Senior PGA Tour this year, and so we're going to skip to that and head to the LPGA leaderboard. And we're going to put this one on Jeff Blank, and this one's brought to you by Puma Golf. All right, and also I forgot the leaderboard is also brought to you by the First Tee of Western New York, a great organization that helps kids get into golf. So the LPGA leaderboard brought to you by Puma Golf. Jeff Blank, go ahead and try to pronounce these names for me.
We're once again here sponsored by Honda, the Honda LPGA Thailand at Siam Country Club. And wish me luck with these names. I'm sorry. Leading at minus 20 is Nathakarita Vongtavelep. And second place, we have Athaya Theet Cool at minus 16.
It's American-centric pronunciation. Yeah, you don't know how to pronounce all these names. But you know what's been cool is women's golf, in my mind, as a guy who's followed golf for a long, long time, and I feel like the women's tour is just getting better and better and better every year. And the personalities and the players and the quality of the plays. Quality of the plays always been good, but I just see it getting better. And I see, like, men's game, I feel like there's more women that are athletes that are getting into golf where they might have got into soccer or basketball or tennis before.
And also, you know, if you're an amateur golfer, you know, watching the women's game might be more beneficial to your game than actually watching the PGA Tour, whether it's the type of equipment they're playing. You're going to see a lot of more hybrids. You're going to see a lot more woods in the bag. They're usually hitting at distances that are more equating to what we hit on the course, and their course management is phenomenal. And again, the ball striking is just incredible.
Yeah, well, they're professional athletes, and they train the same way everybody else trains, and they're just playing some different courses and different competitors, and I still think it's great golf. Let's get to Kev. Kev, you're excited about this year. You got anything you're working on in your game this year as you're getting ready to move forward, Kev?
Well, I will in one sec. I'll answer that question in one sec. I just want to add one thing. I don't know if you guys saw the news the other day. The PGA Tour and LPGA Tour are having a joint event, team event, that's going to be in December. So that's going to be very cool to see. That's happening, I think, at Tiburon, December 8th,
nice
9th,
place.
And 10th. Yeah, so that's going to be cool to see because there's been a lot of push for that to happen.
I want Korda. I want Nelly Korda as my partner.
All right. I'll take Brooke Henderson, the Canadian, we'll see what happens, right? I mean, just and there's so many other great players you could pick. If you want to, for a great time to laugh all the time, Christina Kim would be a great partner. I've worked with her a few times on PGA Tour Live, and she's a blast. So never know what she's going to say. It's the beauty of it. All right, let's talk about what we're working on. Well, I'm really got to focus on, and I got to get back with you. By the way, anybody, if you're looking for some instruction, call Jeff, meet us at the Golf Dojo and set up a lesson on one of the simulators. He's phenomenal. I mean, Jeff has this unique ability to look at your swing once and know pretty much what the problem is immediately. And then, of course, you've got all the data and video capabilities at the dojo, so which is very cool. But that grip, right? Keeping that strong grip, it just tends to, the weakness creeps in. And
that's for you. That's not everybody, Kev. That's specific to you. Yeah,
it's specific to me. Yeah, that's one thing I'm working on is my grip and just trying to get it back to that comfort level where the weakness isn't creeping into it, which I create more spin, I lose distance on it, and clearing my hips through there. If you mentioned that, but more so the grip.
And Kev, like, you're there at the tour every week, and this is what I always tell. Now, thank you for the compliment. You know, I've been teaching for 30 years, so you know, it becomes simpler as you get older. But I'm working on the championship this year. We've been running the range. I'll be on the driving range all week, 7 days, getting to watch the best players in the world, work with their coaches, work on their game. And it's amazing to me how simple the things they work on are. You know, everybody thinks they've got some secret move where they're pointing their right finger with the but it's usually, you know, it's setup, it's alignment, it's grip, it's posture, it's width, it's rhythm. It's usually the simplest things, and then they just go out and react and play, and that's what you try to get these players to do. Now, I don't know if you notice something different with the players. I mean, what sticks out to you when you see the players prepare for a round of golf or prepare for, you know, on the practice range before the event starts?
Well, you know, it's interesting. If you really want to get insight on this, on Thursday morning, PGA Tour Live – you know, did, you know, we've seen this with CBS, right, where they put the earbud in a player on a player on a hole. You know, saw Colin Morikawa at the Genesis Invitational, if you watch that. Torrey Pines, Max Homa did it on the 13th, and they kind of talked to him about the hole and strategy. But the other day, they had Camilo Vijagas before his tee time, before the since like 6:30 in the morning on the range. And they were talking to him about his preparation. And Camilo, who is going through a swing change, and his score indicates that, he got tired of bad results and said, all right, if you keep doing the same thing over and over again, it's not working, you know, you need to change it. And so he's changed instructors and, but still goes with what his University of Florida coach Buddy Alexander taught him when he was there. 3 hours before your round, that's when the round starts, your preparation 3 hours before the round. So he'll do his, a workout and flexibility to get the body ready to go. And he plans on getting to the range an hour and 5 minutes before his tee time to go through his warm up, which is not only on the range, you know, to get to the bag to hit some shots and just make sure things are where they've looked at him. And then over to the chipping area and a few sand shots, and then over to the putting green, and then to his tee time. So there's all that work that goes into preparing, right, the swing to make sure things are right. The coaches are there, you know, typically Tuesday, Wednesday, those prep days, some on Monday, depends, but it's usually travel day for players. So the Tuesday, Wednesday, they put the work in on the range, and some on the golf course. And, you know, then the pre-round, it's a warm-up. It's not a, oh, my God, we got to fix this thing, right? If they fix anything, they do that after the round, which is what I tell everybody, you want to be a pro, like, they don't just get off at 18 and go grab a beer. Right? A Mick Ultra, by the way.
Some of us do. Yeah.
No, but some will head right to the putting green. They might head to the range to fix something with those coaches for the next day.
Isn't it interesting, Kev, that it's such a routine for them? Like, how they do it every day is like an hour and 5 minutes. They're that specific. They probably work through the clubs the same way. They're not working on their swing. They're warming up their body for the day's play. And the other thing I always knew is I could tell a player down the fairway by his pre-shot routine. I imagine you're at the point, too, where you can, like, if they covered the players and they put him in a shadow, you could know by how he what he does before the shot, what player that is. And that's such an important part of the game, right? I mean, do you ever see a tour pro deviate from his routine out there on the golf course?
No. It is the only time it deviates is if there's some motion or noise or something that backs them off. But if that happens, they restart their routine. They right. go through it again. So it's automatic every single time. And you know what? That is a great tip there, Jeff.
PGA tip of the week. Western New York PGA tip of the week, Kev.
Yes, there you go. The Western New York PGA tip of the week. And you can talk more about this with their pre-shot routine, but when they come to the dojo, whether it's for a lesson or to get some work in here during this ice age in Buffalo, do the pre-shot routine every time you're hitting the simulator, right? Why deviate?
I couldn't agree more. You know, I think it's one of the most important parts of the game. You know, my routine's very fast. I've had it for a long time. Occasionally, when something's, you know, I'm adding something to my game, I may add something to my routine until it becomes routine. I always analogize it to free throw shooters in basketball. A good free throw shooter's not dribbling it once, one time, twice, and you know, they're doing the same thing. They do the same number of spins. Look, exhale, shoot. Same thing in golf. The more you can make it a routine job, the more you handle things better under pressure. If you all of a sudden are doing something different in a pressure situation, well, your body's going to react differently. So you want to have it. That's why they have these routines before the round. That's why they have these routines before each shot. You know, that's how you take the old saw, Kev, you know, take one shot at a time so you don't start getting ahead of yourself. Oh, I could win if I just make a par on these last two holes. Like, none of that creeps in your mind because you end up focusing on the task at hand, and that's what the routine is designed to do. It's also designed to set you up and get you in a position to hit a good shot. You know, you're checking your alignment, you're checking your ball position, you're checking where you're aimed, you're focusing on your target, and you've decided what club and what kind of shot you're going to hit. And if you take all that clutter out of your mind and then just focus on the task at hand, I know it makes the game simpler, better results, and way more fun.
Yeah, and you hear it all the time. If you're a Bills fan, trust the process. Yeah. And that's really what this is. I mean, it's having a process and a plan heading into your...
I guess all us coaches say
that. Yeah, all the coaches, right. They say that. But there's some accuracy, too. I mean, you can't focus on every minute result. You got to have a process to get there.
True.
Are we changing the process, though, this offseason? I'm talking football now, Blink. Are we sticking with the same process?
that might be another show, Kev.
Yeah, that's another
show. Yeah.
That's for the morning guys on the weekday.
Yeah, make some amendments to the process here.
Change the routine up a little.
Exactly.
Well, hey, every golfer makes minor tweaks sometimes in their swing change, or perhaps they change a putter. God, I see that all the time out here on the tour, players changing putters. So, anyhow. Trying to meld them together, boys.
Exactly.
Well, we're going to head out for a break. We'll be back in a little bit for the last segment of the first show of Tee to Green for the 2023 season. We'll see you in a minute.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green is coming up.
Oh, let that bump play a little bit. My bad to jump in on a bump like that.
That's too good.
Yeah. Well, welcome back to the Tee to Green Radio Show, our final segment here. We've got Jeff Blank, Tom Coppola, and Kevin Sylvester. And one of the cool things that we're going to be doing this year is we have set up our own studio, the Tee to Green Studio, inside the custom turf cave here adjacent to the Golf Dojo. Really, really cool setup. We have some video capabilities. It's just going to be great. Kevin, you know a lot more about the audio Vizio presentation than I do. Explain to people how cool this is going to be, what we're setting up here.
Yeah, it's thanks to Tom and Max at the Golf Dojo and Steve Beatty from Custom Turf to let us be part of the complex and custom turf cave over there at the Golf Dojo. We're very excited to have that space, and we're just getting finished with some of the aesthetics, and our friends at VSP Graphics did an awesome job of some design and branding for us over in our little studio corner there with the I suggest folks when they come to the dojo, say, hey, can I get a peek at the Tee to Green studio? And it's just like, boom, hit you right in the face with our branding, which is pretty cool.
It's located inside. We have a members-only studio, which is an extra-large bay with a putting green and another track man and a big TV and a surround sound and all that. So it's all part of the complex. And it's a great spot for us on days like this to come in and do some recording. We can do some podcasts here, and other people are going to be coming using our facility because of the technology we have and to record their podcasts and do some video. And we got some kids from Canisius College that are going to be coming over and using the facility for their classes. So we're looking forward to expanding the to Green brand a little.
You're not going to brag about the one club challenge victory in the studio?
No, I don't brag about beating you guys at golf. No offense. Don't take that the wrong way. If I lose to you guys, then you guys can brag. But yeah, right. So.
Yeah, you asked me earlier what I'm working on. I should be working on my short game, at least my simulator short game. Gosh,
your simulator short game with a 6-iron from the rough from 8 feet. Yeah, it's a little from the bunker we were trying to hit that shot. Yeah, it was a you need a little work on the touch, Kev. That's the other thing. I digress all the time. The tour players, they're the best in the world at short game, by the way. But I digress, Kev.
Well, which those of you who watched the Genesis last week, all right, the 10th hole, right? Mm-hmm. What do you guys think of the 10th hole?
I love it.
I love it.
It's boom or bust. It's great.
Yeah, it is boom or bust. I'll just say this. You see it on television, and, it looks narrow. I got to tell you, it's even more severe in person. It's incredible in person to see that green. And, the only option is to go for it, in my opinion, to go for the green and to hit it left. They're trying to hit it over. They're trying to hit it on the apron. Just as the entrance to the green, and, it is diagonal to them, and then or just off the back into the collection area. They do not want to be in the bunkers because the bunkers are, and we saw it. You can go back and forth and back and forth, bunker to bunker several times. But that's why you see the pros miss it left all the time over there, because they know the bunker just, you know, just equals bogey or worse.
It's funny how important it is to know where to miss the ball on a golf course. You know, I think a lot of golfers just fire at the pin no matter where it is on every hole. And tour players say, I got to get the left because I won't be able to get it up and down from the right. And these are the best short games. I always say you could put 150 people on a range tee and half of them could be club pros. And if you don't know who they are, you can't tell by the swings who's a good player. The best players are the players from 100 yards in, and those players are on the PGA Tour. And if they're struggling to get up and down on 10, you can't imagine how hard that hole must be.
And Kev hit it on the head. You know, it's developed over time now with ShotLink and all the data that's available that it's been proven on the 10th hole that in terms of scoring, it's better to go for the green than the layback. And now the pros have all that information available to them, and they can articulate a plan heading into that hole.
And we've had that data, and that data always comes down, boils down to the same thing. What's the number one factor in scoring? Proximity to the hole, right? So the closer you hit it with your tee ball, the further that is, closer you hit your irons, the better, the shorter the putt, the better chance to make it. Yeah, all those numbers, it's always better to be closer to the hole, almost always. Well, there are some exceptions.
And guys, this is where, you know, Golf Dojo comes into play, and there's other facilities, you know, that we have with some of our sponsors on the show, which, by the way, a quick thanks to all of our sponsors. Most all are repeat with us, which is great. We appreciate their support, and we ask you all to support them this golf season here in Western New York. But go and get on, you know, get the data for your clubs. All right. So you know how far your average is on a 7-iron, for example. So you take that. You know, the players have it written in their you all see them carrying their yardage books, right? And part of that is, okay, and you'll hear them on conversations, stock seven. Well, what's my stock seven? Is it 155? Is it 165? Or do I hit it 160? And if you know those numbers, you could probably make better decisions on the golf course this year based upon what your stock number is for your clubs, so you hit more greens, so you avoid penalty areas and bunkers, so you'll score better.
And stock is carry. That's what you want to know. You want to know not your total yardage with your seven when it rolls 4 or 5 yards. It's carry. It's one of my favorite. It's one of my favorite little chuckles I get. We get a lot of people coming to the dojo. Guys can be, I don't think these numbers are right on this track, man. Here, I hit my 7-iron way, way farther than that, dude. Can you recalibrate this thing for me? I'm like, well.
And there's pros out there. I've seen it. They write their yardages on the club.
Yeah, I think most of them know it by heart.
It's interesting.
Yeah, I think I'd like to know it by heart.
Lee Westwood.
Lee Westwood writes his yardages on the club.
Does he? Lee's got short-term memory loss.
Oh, yeah, apparently. But you hit it. You said what's appropriate, carry distance, but then it's also taking a look at the averages. Like, you don't want to just hit one shot, take your top whatever you hit ever for a 7-iron and say that's my carry distance.
So
you need to look at your
consistency. The way to look at it is there's a chart on the TrackMan on the left. You hit 10 shots in a row, right? When you hit 10 good 7-irons, okay, take the mean or the average.
Correct.
You know, find something right in the middle there, not the anomalies on either end of the range. Yeah, and that would be stock. And then you have to add in other factors, you know, the wind, uphill,
temperature,
downhill, all that stuff. Well, Kev, any last thoughts before we head off for the end of the show here today and until we see you next week?
Yeah, I'm just excited to get the season going, and I'm excited for all of the great clubs and courses we're going to visit throughout the year. So looking, you know, as my wife said, it's like February. You guys are starting in February. I go, yeah, each year it seems earlier and earlier, but that's a good thing. So,
well, your wife was here three times this week, so she's one to talk.
She's been bitten by the golf bug, man. She's which is great. I love it.
Yeah. Well, thank you to everybody, and it's great to get the show, you know, and it's super exciting for me. I know we get up early, and like you say, we get to travel to some really cool places. We see places from every type of club, from Oak Hill to Bobolinks. And for the Tee to Green Radio show, I'd like to say thanks to Corey Griswold to getting us through all this these technical problems we had the first week. Thanks to Jeff Blank. Thanks to Tom Coppola and Max Grundy for stepping in today and helping us with the show. Everybody, enjoy some golf this weekend. Watch it on TV, hit some balls, and get ready to listen to us next Saturday at 7 on T2 Green.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.